Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Does it bother you when parents bring toddlers to adult restaurants and why? We've got a drive moment, and I believe we've got we have an audio to play. I usually call them clips.
Parents that take their kid to clearly adult restaurants. Newsflash, hot take. Nobody thinks your kid is as cute as you think your kid is.
Wow.
Nobody wants to go to an adult restaurant with other adults and have your toddler running around acting like Annette. It makes me hate the kid, but it makes me hate the parent even worse. You may like all this nonsense at your dinner, but nobody else in this restaurant does. Mm-hmm. And if you just take a real quick social cue on your surroundings, this is not Chuck E. Cheese. This is not a pizza party. And your kid has no place in there. So your kid sucks and you suck.
So just out of interest, well, maybe I'm spending too much time in South Africa. I find that most restaurants in South Africa accommodate kids. Unless if you try and take your kid to these now new places like a music cafe. They sell meat. People smoke hablis like Moja Cafe, like Kayalami Chisanyama, Centurion Chisanyama. Then for me, it's a no-no for kids. But most restaurants accommodate kids. Kids go to those restaurants.
I think there are times. I think the time... If you're gonna go out for dinner, and I know it's unfair, and it's at a, let's say, upmarket where really you guys are seated, it's fine dining and whatever. I'm not saying your kid should not experience that, but if your kid is going to be running around, it really, really becomes problematic. I do think that when we also treat ourselves to dinners like that, you are also trying to get away from the mayhem from home. Now you get there, you are dealing with someone else's mayhem. It becomes a bit unfair because there are far suited restaurants that can accommodate kids. Even when kids are restless, they can go and play in the jungle gym and whatever. So I do think that there are, but I think also the restaurant must be clear. It must have like a thing that no kids allowed. It's like weddings as well. There are weddings that are really not suitable for kids. You had like at this lardy thing. Kid can't be themselves. Now they are restricted as if they are adults. It's uncomfortable for you. It's uncomfortable for the kid. Ugh. I do think that there are spaces that are just not for kids.
I think kids are going to be kids as well. And sometimes, like you say, maybe the restaurants need to be more clearer.
Yeah. Mm.
And who their customers should be at certain times.
Sure.
So if it's 6 p.m., do not bring your kids. Let us know. Because I'm going to go out and Bill. If I can go home now and say to Bill, we are going to a restaurant, Komuto, he's more excited than anyone else.
Would you take Billy to a Gemelli? To a signature? On a hot Friday night?
Yes.
To a Gemelli?
Ngizomsapi. I don't have a name, Mina.
No, that's fine. But would you find that a suitable environment for him?
So the nice thing about Gemelli, within that that space, you've got pantry, which I think is also child friendly.
Okay.
Normally people go there for breakfast, and then you've go to Pirinyana, which is where Skumba does comedy, and then you've got Gemelli on the other side, the restaurant where people go for fine dining.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of parents I see, they bring their kids.
What you mean?
Yeah. Mm. The no go area ki modu landing Pirinya. Pirinyana. But pantry I think is also cool as well.
Okay.
But like you are saying, you actually made a good point. Like most restaurants don't have that, they don't have that rule.
The rule.
So it's a Friday. It's 7 p.m. You feel like going out and having dinner. Do you leave your kids behind? Or do you take them to a restaurant? And what happens after? Like, we're talking about a toddler here.
Mm.
Someone that can't sit still for 5 minutes.
Now, guys, to be quite honest, like, I'm never bothered by kids, toddlers.
Okay.
Because I always tell myself, I was a toddler once.
Mm-hmm.
I was a toddler once. You know, it's like when I'm in a plane, when a child is crying, it doesn't bother me at all. Because then you see some people complaining and looking unsettled. It doesn't bother me. Because I know I was there when I was 3 months. And imagine me. At 3, 6, 7 months,
yeah.
2 years old.
It must have been a mess.
It was chaotic.
It must have been a mess.
Black people were not jumping into place. Being so passing, we're training.
at Rainy Root then.
Yeah.
At 6 months old. Yo. So I'm not a bantuana, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So
keep them at home.
Aye, have you ever been to an adult restaurant and seen parents who brought a little one along? Does it bother you? Did it seem to bother the other patrons at the restaurants? That's the question that we're asking today. Komutso is very uncomfortable.
No, not very, not very.
You're saying to us, we must leave our kids at home, basically.
No, I'm saying that there are, if that restaurant does not have like a little kiddie's chair, that's already a sign. So we must always go to a spare or a... Not necessarily. There are other better restaurants. Life. And like you say, if Jamili's kid-friendly, I've never been, so I can't judge it. If you are saying Jamili's kid-friendly, the people...
Why don't you eat your food and leave my kids alone?
Mara, if your kid is running through my T-bone steak, through my tomahawk...
I'm sorry.
No, I'm not going to buy you another tomahawk.
0636880959 22+4
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 0636880959.
Oh, being a parent myself, I also don't like kids in adult restaurants. Like your typical setup, Sabo, Waterfall, your Melrose. Mm. It's a no kids area. If you want kids, take them to Papachino or something, man. It's quite irritating, especially when they cry, because I can't stand kids who cry. Or throwing tantrums, throwing food around. It's just rude. And I won't blame the parent, because obviously a kid's behavior is determined by themselves. But parents must just avoid taking kids to adult places. We want peace and to drink in peace.
Ayanda, your thoughts?
Yeah, kids absolutely. Yeah. Nope, even in the church, keep them at home.
Ah, but it was karapela.
Mukulega la sileti inkinga. The spirit leaves you immediately.
Because there was a kid screaming.
Exactly. See, I'm not.
At a playground, he was two, right?
Yeah.
I think I've told the story before on air. He was two. We're playing. Clearwater has these jungle gyms in the middle of the mall. Playing. There's a Muslim family there playing as well with their kid. So, sled goes down. I get it. So, the kid is like 1 year old. So, the mom picks her up. Wapere. So, Hansa.
Oh, my word.
Hanya so. I'm sitting there like Khanya's look is not promising. So I start walking towards Khanya. Khanya grabbed this woman. And I'm like grabbing Khanya. So now we are wrestling. The burka not to get off. Me not to grab Khanya for the burka to pull off.
And no kids at church.
Yep.
Wow. It was a mess.
Yeah, to those who are confused, Komutso is not talking about a burger.
There's another one.
Does it bother you when parents bring toddlers to adult restaurants? And why? I know some kids who are not. Give me the food.
Her little hand or his little hand is already in your plate.
I took my kids to immigration guy Oscar.
Let's say Waterfall.
It's got a very strange name. Malakana is not common.
Yeah. The big O.
Imagine you go to like a fine dining place, guys. I can't stand the bandana. Abatandu kala in public. Not about really, but being a show off. I don't want that. Honestly, I'm not gonna go out to look really good. Spend a lot of money, and then there's your child making noise, throwing a tantrum. You can't even control them, guys. Leave your children at home.
Honestly, it depends on the timing, man. Most of these restaurants, for example, that is open on Saturdays. They accommodate kids until 5. That's what we want in our But it mainly depends on the timing.
Yo, Aisham, Lena, it doesn't bite me. But what I realize is that mothers as well, they don't behave. For instance, yesterday we went out and the kids were playing fine, no problem. But the mother was just listening to her WhatsApp messages, videos. I'm telling you, they were so loud. I even looked as if like, why don't you put in your headphones? Honestly, that was totally out. No, the kids also doesn't bug me because I've also got kids, but although they have grown up, but still, parents as well. Woo! a nightmare.
Parents who take their children to restaurants like your upmarket restaurants or restaurants that don't cater for children are really doing everyone else a disfavor. There's other restaurants that have got kiddies place to do their stuff. There's other restaurants that can cater for this. But when you take a child to a restaurant like Signature, or where people want to be just quiet and sit down and just enjoy their meal, and all of a sudden these kids are making noise or crying, that's just not being, it's being thoughtless as a parent. Unfortunately, when you're a parent, you want to take your children to a restaurant, take them to the place that caters for them, and then don't disturb other people.
Hmm. Yeah, because I think it's also a disservice to the kid. Not only the elders there, because they're expected to act in a certain way, which I think is really, really unfair.
So I think then what needs to happen, if you planning to go out, obviously you also prioritize your child.
Sure.
Depending on the age, mm-hmm. you know. And if your child is below, just under 8, rather take them to those papachinos.
Absolutely.
And places like that, you know.
Fully agree.
Kids who are like 8, 10, but with the iPad, most of the time they don't bother anyone. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So, Oskido's place is called Darum.
Daruma.
Oh, sorry. Darum.
You know what? I wouldn't say I don't like, but I don't understand in a way.
Sure.
It's like it making us feel like bad parents now for taking our kids to a restaurant if I know what tribe. Let's say if, right now, I'm giving you an example.
Okay.
Negi upasa a metric. Or a dutin. For everyone.
Mm.
When I say everyone, I'm including Upili, who can sing at any time, at any moment.
Mm.
So do I not take the whole family to a nice restaurant?
Basically, how old is Billy?
Billy is 6.
Yeah, definitely you are not bringing Bill. It's definite.
Yeah, absolutely.
He drives well.
Oh, Billy's cock. Billy's cock.
So
chill.
We can't go to a nice, polite, polile restaurant to have steak.
Imagine Billy Komabo. Or Mutola inside the stove. On top of...
So I can't take Billy to a marble.
Marble is an open kitchen, right?
So does it make me a bad parent now if I bring Billy to a marble?
It makes you a very inconsiderate one, and I think, I hope they kick you out at marble. I hope they tell you as you walk in, but a ninja turtle again.
It makes me what?
Inconsiderate.
Inconsiderate parent.
Yes.
Okay.
It makes you one that is not, no man.
Angaban.
Read the room. Read the room.
You're not considering.
No, read the room.
I must read the room.
No, read the room. There's an open kitchen. Are you sure you want Billy next to an open flame?
Maybe he wants to be a chef husband.
Oh.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
My name is Veli. It's 9:23. I'm calling you from Atlanta, Georgia. Kids, I think parents need to take a cue on, you know, what's ideal for a child. You know, nobody, I agree with the other lady saying that she doesn't want a kid running through a tomahawk. I get that. Because the thing about it, I think parents need to take cues. You know, if it's Friday night, don't take your kid to an adult event. It's just not appropriate. You know what I'm saying? It's not. People want to relax and have a good time, get away from their own kids. So yeah, no, I do not take my kids to adult-only restaurants. It's just not appropriate.
Yeah, he's in Atlanta. Say what's up to So Dev Records. Say what's up to Da Brett, and I can carry on. Oh, 103,000 as well.
Hey, Velu, busy, hey?
Yeah.
I'll be like, I have to go for a Veli, I know you're busy. Stay busy, my guy, because you are not going to be going to both Da Brett and everybody else.
Chisanyamas are definitely a no-no for kids. Like, adults are having their adult beverages. Some are having happy. It's just too much. I don't think it's a good environment for kids. Certainly your family restaurants, but they're not like ikish-kish, even nabantwana, no. Weddings, if it's controllable or if you know utumtanako, they behave or not. But as Kumba said, I want to, but it would depend, Nakona. But otherwise, definitely not a chisanyam.
Hi, Bafit. Hi, Tatanabandon and by Sespe, Nabo Papachinos. Sabanga sings a solo lapangitans or propose. Nangum Duanula, we and Lula. At what are you doing?
So in 2023, I decided to take my husband out for his birthday. So we booked dinner at Signature and we took our daughter with. At that time, she was 2 years old. And did I not get embarrassed? Did she not start crying for my cocktail and the garnish in my drink? And she was just horrible. I ended up leaving and went to go sit in the car, allowed my husband to enjoy his birthday, have his, I think he ordered some lobster, and enjoy his lobster in peace. And I was sitting in the car because she was making noise and there was a live performance.
Guys, I have two beautiful daughters and I think I was successful in teaching them. It's always been like that. And Nalinda of kids, Wamba good island of my sweetie, and then my best lasha pansi befuna everything. I know I stopped that very early. Also, when you go out, they should not give you issues. As fundi send abandona bit and go out to nice fancy restaurants. Come on now.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Omoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.